Thank you very much for joining us. Israeli police have caught four of the six Palestinians who escaped from a maximum security prison on Monday. Two remain at large. The men had escaped by tunneling their way out of Gilboa prison in northern Israel. The jailbreak prompted a large-scale manhunt by the Israeli army and law enforcement agencies. One of the four prisoners who has been recaptured is Zakaria Zubeidi. He was a high-profile figure in Fatah's wing, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. Harry Fawcett has more from West Jerusalem.
The latest two to be recaptured are Zubeidi and one of the other five Palestinian Islamic Jihad members who comprise the rest of the six who escaped on Monday. That's Mohammed Al-Ardeh. And they were picked up close to the town of Nazareth in northern Israel, to the east of Nazareth. We understand in a lorry park. There was an attempt, it's been reported, on behalf of Zubeidi to resist arrest. He was found to have been trying to get under one of the trucks parked in that area, but was arrested along with the other man he was with. Neither of them said to have been armed. It seemed they were by themselves, still obviously inside Israeli territory. Very similar to what took place in southern Nazareth a few hours earlier on Friday evening, when two other men, Mahmoud Al-Ardeh, the supposed ringleader of the escape, the mastermind of the escape, and Yaqub Kardi, both from, again, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, they were arrested. There were reports that they'd been spotted looking or potentially asking for food. So all of this seems to militate against the idea that this was a highly coordinated escape with help from the outside. There'd been speculation about the potential for these men to be on some kind of operation to try to carry out an attack or attacks inside Israel, perhaps getting into the West Bank, perhaps fleeing for Jordan. None of that appears to have been the case. It seems they were very much on their own, and now four of the six have been picked up.